Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Friday, January 16th, 2015. It is minus 6 outside, feels like minus question mark, because I forgot to put it in there. I think it's like, let's say 11. Looks like it's 11. I can just kind of look and see. No, but this isn't a weather podcast, so it doesn't really matter. It's minus 70 for all I know. Who cares? This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by Campaign Monitor. Visit campaignmonitor.com today to get started sending beautiful and amazing email newsletters to your friends, clients, and anyone else. I probably shouldn't. Recording right after I have breakfast probably isn't the greatest thing because I get that like mouth sound. Now you won't be able to not hear it. I hear it every time I edit and try and cringe and try and edit out as much of it as I can. But maybe I need to like swallow away from the mic. But then it gives that gap. Anyways, a bit of follow-up from last episode. Thanks to my brother-in-law, Paul, who goes by at... No, we don't need to say that at sign. Why do I do that? I hate that when people do that. On Twitter, he goes by that Paul Moffat, because we all know it's you put an at sign in front of it. He says, you check a horse's mouth to check its health. Looking a gift horse in the mouth is asking, okay, but how healthy is this free horse? So thanks to Paul for following up with my question about where that phrase came from. And I'll make sure to check all horses for health by looking in their mouth. I just read an article the other day. I Instapapered it a while ago, so I'm not sure when exactly this passed, within the last couple weeks anyways. It's the 10-year anniversary of the pilot for Battlestar Galactica first airing on the Sci-Fi network. And we watched the whole series, and I'd forgotten just how much I really enjoyed the show and how good it was, and especially at the time. Some of the effects might not hold up. I don't know. Reading the article, I'll put the link in the show notes, which you can find at goodstuff.fm/dailyish/67. I think we joined halfway through the first season somewhere in there. I forget, just hearing about it probably on the internet somewhere, and because we had the internet back then. And realizing, you know, I enjoyed it as a sci-fi. I'm not a huge sci-fi nerd, but definitely can appreciate enjoying Star Trek and Star Wars and stuff, obviously. But there was something about this show that was beyond just like space battles and stuff. It had a really great storyline, and the ending for the series, you know, wasn't amazing, but I think we kind of like, you know, we've come to expect maybe that in 2015, the 2000s, we don't really know how to end shows very well, or the people who make shows don't know how to end series, at least to the satisfaction of a majority of the viewers. And so maybe the next generation will figure that all out. But anyways, and reading some of the stuff in the article, that sort of reminiscing and talking about that, it's just talking about the pilot, not the whole show, and just some of the things that, like, the idea that Cylons look just like humans came entirely from the fact that the budget couldn't support cool-looking robots. So even that in itself, like, what later became a major plot device wasn't actually the intention or wasn't the original intention, when they were putting the show together, that it would be that way. They just didn't have the budget for it. So you kind of know that they were, just like with Lost and stuff, they do make it up as they go along. They don't always have a complete story arc, which is fair, I guess. And sometimes I wish or dream or think that as you're watching it, that they've got it all figured out and they're not just making it up in reaction to something that they'd thought of last week. But I guess that's storytelling in the TV age, or at least selling on TV. And I'd forgotten in the pilot, so anybody who's watched the show, like, this isn't a spoiler, it's just, you discover this very quickly in the pilot, they have to keep jumping, like using light speed or faster than FTL drives, they call them, faster than light speed drives to jump every 33 minutes to stay ahead of the Cylons, the robots who are chasing them. And that became that, didn't last forever. They figured out a way to not have to jump every 33 minutes. I guess that's a spoiler. Sorry. But just that plot device and in the pilot anyways, to sort of keep the story moving along. And then also in the article, reading, this is part of what makes me want to, amongst other things, what makes me want to go back and rewatch it now is how, again, the budget was limited. And so they actually were shooting very minimal sets. They didn't have a lot of sets, and it makes sense when they're talking, like, they're on a spaceship and they're flying through the air and flying through space, and they don't see have big, you know, wide expanses of things to shoot, big stages to shoot on and stuff. But in actuality, again, it was one of those things where they didn't have the budget for it, especially initially. And so, and things like using whiteboard markers and sort of lo-fi kind of effect stuff that felt like it was part of the aesthetic of the show, but was probably in actuality driven by lack of budget. And so I thought actually the effects were pretty good. I thought it was a neat way of presenting space. I don't care about the accuracy of how ships should fly in space or not, but it was neat and definitely looked interesting and helped move the story along. So, but yeah, anyways, that'll be my next, another podcast series that we do that I don't ever get around to actually doing, but just have the idea of doing is rewatching Battlestar Galactica and recording a podcast about it, because that'd be fun. I don't think I was podcasting that much back when the show came out initially. Have you watched Battlestar Galactica? Did you enjoy the ending? Don't spoil it for folks, but what did you think of the series? Let me know. Chris@goodstuff.fm. iChris on Twitter. If feel free to send me any corrections, any advice for the future episodes. maybe I'll get Paul just to record a little audio definition for me so I can just interject it into the show so that he can be the sort of the random reporter correcting my grammar and or informing me of the definitions of common phrases and things, because he's a much more educated man than I. So, all right. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Campaign Monitor for sponsoring Dailyish. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Bye.